Dis 9:31, jy kuier saam met my en Michelle hier by KC at Work op hierdie pragtige Vrydag, die 11de April. Nou, dit is ook Parkinson's Awareness Week en ek voel ons moet 'n bietjie net meer fokus op Parkinson's en 'n bietjie meer aandag gee. Vanoggend is ek bevoorreg om te gesels met Beverly Acosta. Good morning Beverly, how are you doing?
Good morning en goeiemôre almal. Goeiemôre, alles goed hierdie kant, dankie.
Now, Beverly, she's part of Dance for Parkinson's SA. How interesting is that?
So, well.
I'm going to start. I want to know from you, Beverly, what are the early signs of Parkinson's?
Michelle, they can be very subtle tremors for some people, slow movement with very rigid movements when they walk and move, and a postural instability where the person could maybe be very unbalanced, and for some people not sleep disturbances, not being able to smell and work smock, and then of course great emotional changes.
Is Parkinson's curable?
Unfortunately, is not, Michelle. It's a progressive disease of the nervous system, regretfully. We can always, of course, assist the person in their journey, your doctor, your physio. It's almost like a village needed to help a person walk this path.
Beverly, I also want to know, what will the journey be like for the sufferer and what to expect?
For many people, Michelle, it's quite a long, prolonged, could be painful journey because there is a pain in the muscles, in the bone. We have great difficulty, as we mentioned, with balance because of posture and of the feet being very stiff. And, you know, all the nerves, all the things that control the nervous system, and also swallowing, believe it or not, breathing causes great distress for the sufferer and of course for the support system around the person.
And Beverly, what are the benefits of participating in exercises, and will the sufferer be able to cope?
Michelle, most certainly, and I have got persons in my classes that, maybe from standing, they would progress now maybe to needing a walker or just a seated class. And then, of course, when it comes to a very difficult stage, when the person can no longer, he or she comes to me in the class situation, it's lovely if they're at their space at home just to let them know that you're around to do exercises for the feet, exercises for the hands. I've always believed in movement, and that's what we stand for, helping the sufferer to choose to move, because it's so difficult. Many of us would not understand. We would say, gee, you know, just get up and go, but it's not that easy.
So how does one overcome the changes in mobility, speech and behavior as a spouse?
Yes. I think because it causes a great amount of stress, I have found that encouraging the person in his or her own time, you know, maybe for today we can just do that. Maybe the next time we see you, you can do that. And also just to keep the person not thinking back, but thinking forward, being grateful for what they have in that moment and not casting their mind back, because that can create a great amount of sadness for the sufferers, thinking of what they were able to do. And we are trying never to think about that, say what we can do today and what we're building up on.
Beverly, are these classes once a week or every day?
I conduct my classes only once a week, but there are many ladies in the Cape, and I think there are ladies in Mpumalanga, and I do once a week only.
Yeah.
I find that quite sufficient because there is a great amount of fatigue also attached to this disease. So one doesn't want to overstep the mark. It's not a physical education class. It's actually a social getting together as a group, as a whatever we wish to say, that we all walk this journey together. So I try to make my my classes fun. I don't want them to come and think that today it's going to be something. We do a drumming class. We always have a theme. We do something fun, because otherwise you're not going to feel very comfortable if you think, oh my gosh, now I've got to come to exercise.
Yes.
And music, of course, is so therapeutic, of course. So our choice of music can set the tone for the day.
So, that's what I wanted to ask you. How do you do you look at the mood as your class are there for the day? What type of music you're going to play, or do you decide beforehand?
And I always decide beforehand, Michelle, because I notice my age group, of course, and what kind of music they like.
Yes.
And depending, you know, if you've got Valentine's Day coming up, well, we'll choose something to that effect. But I've noticed in my classes, the more upbeat I make the day, the better it goes. I have tried the mellow music and whatever. I've just found that, you know, you get the heart rate up. You make the person feel as normal as what he or she could feel as part of, you know, what everybody else is doing out there. So that's how I choose my music, preferably upbeat.
And the men and the women, are there more men or more women?
Well, I always say I'm always looking for men, even in my dancing classes as well. I do have gentlemen in my classes, and what a dynamic these men bring to our classes. You know, men are strong, they're strong-willed, and if you get the men on your side, I tell you, you've got a good, strong team going, because you'll always have somebody who will move the chairs, give up the props. Men are very close to my heart, and yes, we do need the men in our classes. Unfortunately, if they're widowed, it's very difficult for men, or if they're on their own, to get as far as coming to us. But once they're there, yes, it adds another dynamic. And lots of laughs, of course.
Oh, I saw some of the videos. It's so special. I get goosebumps when I watch that. I mean, that wake up every day, you don't think about, and you don't have Parkinson's. You do your day just as easy as that, and you don't think about the obstacles. And they just look like they enjoy these classes so much.
And I do talk a lot of nonsense, you heard me, but I try to make it as, you know, if you went to the gym, the guy would say, Vienna, up and do your thing. Well, I do the same thing, because I think that's exhilarating for the sufferer, to take him or her away from that situation. Many of my people always had a lot of meditation, Michelle, which is not always easy. It's up and it's off. You know, one day's good, maybe another day not so good. So, you know, I just think our big thing is to create awareness.
Absolutely.
And each of these persons in my classes, they teach me something every week about the disease, things that I never knew, you know, and I'll go home and I'll think, wow, gee, I never knew this could be another challenge, you know, that I was not so aware of.
Difficult
for the families too.
Yeah. How long is a class that they attend?
45 minutes. You know, I find by the time everybody's seated, and it's a good time for me. Our people found an hour too long and 30 minutes too short.
Yeah.
But you like to interact as well, you know. I do. If with each person if I can as we exercise along. So you need the time.
Beverly, how did you start Dance for Parkinson's SA? How did you get involved?
You won't believe it. I knew that I was going to be coming to the South Coast and retiring. So there were a couple of things that I put in place because I have a dear friend who, after her husband was in armed robbery, started Parkinson's, and I couldn't, suffering from Parkinson's, and I couldn't believe it. This beautiful, tall, slender yoga vegetarian friend of mine who was so healthy living that Lindsay could have such a dreadful disease, and it's been a very long path for her as well. So yes, that's, and I thought, well, you know, what kind of exercises can we do? Mm-hmm. And she would come and do ballet at my studio, and when she left, she always used to have the little red cheeks and say, I'm feeling so good. And, well, I thought, well, there's got to be someone out there. And so it's a program from New York. But apart from that, we have a very good support system between my colleagues. You know, you can ask, I've got this person, we've got a wonderful lady called Julie. We can ask for advice, say, you know, I've got this date coming up. What music do you think? What should I do?
Yeah.
So we actually like a family together, and one of our colleagues' husbands has got Parkinson's, which is very sad too.
But Beverly, I want to thank you for what you're doing for these people. I mean, this is something, as you say, you take them out of that that circumstance that they're in at the moment, and just let them forget about it for 45 minutes, having fun. And people like you, thank you for bringing that awareness and doing that. So never stop. Keep on doing that. And I want I want you to tell the listeners, where can they get hold of you? Where can they go watch the videos, follow you?
Yes. I'll give my mobile number if that's in order with you, Michelle. And Michelle, you know, thank you for this opportunity. Feel quite emotional. It's a very evidencing I'm seeing so often.
Yeah.
And families are struggling, you know, they're not knowing quite what to do. And so that is why when they know, oh gee, my mom and my dad is giving some oefeninger.
Yeah.
You know, they just think it's fabulous no matter what you're doing. The families are so grateful, and the sufferers, it's the highlight of their week.
Sure.
And thank you for this wonderful opportunity. So my mobile number is 082-377-6222. And we have a Dance for Parkinson's South Africa website. They can just Google it.
And go watch all those beautiful videos.
And any one of my colleagues are extremely competent and committed, so committed that I'm sure they will direct you to somebody. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time, Beverly. And yeah, just talking to you, I can hear and I can feel the passion that you have for these people. So thank you very much.
And thank you, Michelle. And God bless. And I'll sign off. And thank you.
Thank you. Go enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I was here. I must say, I felt like it was my debut day today on the radio. I was extremely stressed.
No, you did very well, Beverly.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.